Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I'm here with Parag. I hope I've said your name correctly.
Yes, that's
You're with Barclays Bank. And you guys seem to have been very busy over the last few years developing your range of accessibility options.
So we've in the last few years, we've had an accessibility team who actually go out to our branches, not only just to give training to our staff, but also to show customers, you know, the range of products and services that we offer for accessibility customers as well.
We shouldn't underestimate the size of this task, because Barclays, I mean, you're one of the largest banks in the UK, is that right?
Certainly, yes. I mean, we've got about 1,300 to 1,400 branches, you know, across the network. And we've been trying to get to each one of those branches to, you know, spread the word and show the different types of services that we do offer. And what we've actually found is that a lot of these services that we've had for the last tens of years, you know, they're not actually getting communicated towards customers. So that's the main aim for us, for our accessibility teams to do.
And are you working just sort of internally on making Barclays more accessible, or do you have partner organisations that you work with to get, you know, feedback from blind and partially sighted people themselves?
Yeah, so we have a different range of forums. Our accessibility team work with the RNIB. Our high-vis cards were developed in conjunction with the RNIB as well, with the images and the notch cards. We have other forums with the Royal Society for the Blind, so we work with them quite a lot, and different other organisations. So yeah, it's not just purely Barclays. We always aim to get feedback from the wider networks.
Now, on the table in front of me, I've just got my hand on a Braille signature guide, which is obviously sort of a plastic template with a slot in there where I could write my signature. And then we've got something for writing the date.
That's a large print credit book template.
Right, okay. So if you've got a large print check, I mean, a lot of people using checks these, I mean, I haven't seen a check in ages.
No, I mean you'd be quite surprised.
Well, there are on toast.
There are a lot of people who still use checks, surprisingly, and a lot of people still want these templates as well. We've had you probably see from our table, our table was full of checkbook templates and credit book templates. We're nearly empty, so we've got to save some for tomorrow as well. But I mean, again, these are widely available in our branches because, again, a lot of people do use them.
And are these only going to work with checks from Barclays, or would these work with as a checker standard layout that I could use?
So all checks should be a standard layout. Our checkbook template certainly should work on all other checks, but it's definitely worth picking one up and just checking it out.
I'm also noticing on the table there seems to be a lot of, well, it feels like credit cards or debit cards.
Yes, yeah.
Why are all these cards here?
So these are called our high-vis debit cards. So as part of our personalised debit card range, we've got some images and galleries that Barclays customer can select online. These images have darker backgrounds or lighter backgrounds, and they also have coloured 16-digit numbers, so black or white. And it just makes it stand out a little bit more than our standard silver numbers. With these cards as well, they have a notch at the side of them. So the notch enables customers to point it in the right direction towards the ATM or the retail card reader. In addition to our cards, we've also got contactless cards. So if you don't use chip and PIN, you can also use contactless cards for payments up to £20.
I was reading on Twitter earlier somebody bemoaning the fact that it didn't appear that Barclays are supporting the Apple Pay, which I believe is just launching in the UK.
Yeah.
Is that right, or Is that something you can look at in the future? Or?
I mean, I think from my perspective, it certainly will certainly look at. I don't know if we're not supporting it or not. To be fair, I haven't heard anything on that. I can't comment too much, I'm afraid.
No. You also have talking cash machines as well. I have to declare a bit of an interest here because the comedian Chris McCausland, who's in that advert, I actually went to school with him. He was in my class.
Oh, wow.
Recognised Chris on the ad for the talking cash machines. Are all your cash machines talking now, or is that still an ongoing process?
Well, I'd say definitely the majority of our branch cash machines will have the talking ATM. We've also got a partnership with Asda as well, so the larger Asda superstores will certainly have a Barclays cash machine, and the majority of them should also have the talking ATM. So it's definitely, from where we began, it's definitely rolled out a lot more across the Barclays network in the UK.
So what proportion now would you say?
I would say between 90-95% of,
really?
Of the...
Well, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
And then presumably you're working to try and get to 100%.
Yes, definitely.
You don't have to be a Barclays customer in order to use one of your talking ATMs.
No, certainly not. ATMs can be used by everyone, Barclays customer or not.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd advise is if you have your own headphones, universal headphones, you can put that into the Barclays cash point jack, and you can start using it.
And are all the services that are available to a sighted ATM user, are they all available on the through speech?
Yes, exactly. So when you first use the ATM, it gives you a clear guidance of how to navigate yourself around the ATM, how to use the ATM, and as well as dispensing cash, you know, you can top up your card, your mobile card, you can change your PIN number. So all of the service which a customer would use is certainly being used for the voice recognition bit as well.
Yeah. Because I've used talking ATMs, not specifically Barclays, and I have found that sometimes it can just be a subset of the services available. So maybe doing things like, I don't know, transferring money between accounts or something like that, that maybe you can do on screen, isn't necessarily fully supported by the speech. So you're saying that on the Barclays machines, you're pretty confident that all the services that would be available to somebody who is sighted with the screen, they would also be available through the speech.
So as I know, yes, they would be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's smashing. And then presumably you have online banking and apps and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, exactly. So our online banking and mobile banking, we've changed that quite a bit. So that's been made more accessible as well. And that's an ongoing development as well. As you say, yeah, we've got various apps, mobile banking app, the Barclays mobile banking app, available for all customers.
And then for things like if I wanted to get a mortgage illustration with Barclays, would you send that through to me as, say, a PDF that I could access on my computer?
So we certainly send out letters, statements, and mortgage letters, things like that, via alternative formats, so Braille, large print, and CD.
So presumably you're the other kind of communication as well, you would be able to...
Yeah, I mean, we are trying to work on email communication, so like say, send a PDF versions or different versions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't particularly want a PDF, but it's just, if I can have, you know, something like a mortgage illustration, you know, made accessible, because often those things are quite big documents, and... the postman out carrying all that in Braille.
I think it's something definitely that we're heading towards, you know, using digital means of communications rather than sending, like I say, a letter or a big brochure out to you guys.
And what have we not covered? Is there anything I've not asked you that perhaps we need to...
I think something very exciting, new technology that's come out recently is beacon technology.
Yes.
So with beacon technology, the idea is that if you're a customer with a Barclays app, it will have some information about you on the app. So for example, it will say the name, so Parag is visually impaired, for example, and I have difficulty using the ATM. So when I walk into a branch, the beacon picks up that information from the application, sends it to one of our Barclays staff, And the Barclays staff will pick up the information about me. So, you know, whatever I want them to see on Parag, I have difficulty using the ATM. So it's a very good way for our staff to engage with the customer and know exactly what our requirements and needs are for us to help the customer. This is.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, if I'm totally honest with you, because as a blind person, obviously, I want to be able to walk into a branch and communicate with your staff in exactly the same way as an able-bodied person would.
Sure.
And, you know, to have my phone sort of announce my arrival as a blind person, you know. Presumably it's kind of an opt-in thing.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You don't have to use it.
You don't have to use it. So you're totally right. I don't think it's for everyone, but certainly for some customers, I think it's it'd be very, very useful for them. And again, you know, you can put the information on, but you can certainly, you've got the flexibility of making sure that, you know, that information doesn't get a push notification out to our staff. So again, if it's a service that if you need to use it, you can use it. It's not in all of our branches, so it's a very much a test and learn kind of thing. We've only got them in about 10 of our branches so far, so it is
sort of a pilot at this stage. Yeah. I mean, I don't go into the branch very often now because you can do so much online, you know, and over the phone with telephone banking as well. But if you do go into the branch, have staff been trained in awareness training for you know, communicating appropriately with blind and partially sighted customers?
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, we have rolled out, we have a team, the accessibility team, who have gone to various branches across the UK, not just to show these products and services that we've got here, but also how to engage with the customer, how to identify if they're visually impaired, or how to understand their needs and requirements. So I'd say most of our branches have had that training. I mean, I think there's still a long way to go. We still need to roll that a little bit wider to external environments as well. But yeah, it's something that's, I think it's an ongoing training thing for us within Barclays.
Well, Parag, thank you very much indeed for your time. Very much appreciate it. And if people want to know more about accessibility at Barclays, how should they do that?
So again, we've got our website, which is barclays.co.uk/accessibility. I'd say it's always good to go into the branch and talk to one of our digital eagles as well.
What's a digital eagle?
So a digital eagle will help customers use online banking, use an online shopping, anything mobile. So not just to talk through our accessibility products and services, but also teach the customers or people to be more confident around using digital means as a way of banking.
Excellent. All right, so ask in the branch or barclays.co.uk/accessibility.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.